This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking. And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Hawley, and I'm bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the coastside. There's an organization in town that most of us have heard about, but probably don't know much about. Let me read you their mission statement. To enable all young people, especially those that need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens. I'd like to know more about this organization. George Antonopoulos, CEO of the Coastside Boys and Girls Club, welcome to Coastside Radio.
Thank you for having us.
I've got a question that I'm almost afraid to ask, and that is, what's been going on with you folks over the last year? And I know it's been a lot.
Jim, that's a great question. And what really hasn't been going on in the last year? We've grown tremendously in a short time and think that people have a sort of an understanding of that, but they don't know exactly what has been going on. And so I'm here today to tell you a little bit about that. You probably know that Boys and Girls Club here on the coastside started out in 1994 out of a trailer. A little over a year ago, we were basically a classroom in a middle school site. Since then, today, we've doubled our middle school site. We actually launched a teen center this past fall in the Ted Adcock Community Center. Speaking of the Ted Adcock Community Center, some of you and Jim, you may know that we assumed management of Parks and Recreation for the city of Half Moon Bay just a year ago, and we're responsible for all those great activities flowing in and out of the Ted Adcock Community Center. So a lot has been going on, and we haven't even gotten to our awesome construction projects, which are also coming up, which you may have some questions about.
Yeah, I wanted to find out briefly, what are these construction projects? I know there's something about a gym, maybe a skate park, or what's going on?
Exactly, and all of these actually are not being done by the Boys and Girls Club alone. We could not be doing these things without strong partnerships. The first project that is on the both sides horizon is a beautiful 18,000 square foot new facility. It's a multi-use facility that will function as a gymnasium and a performing arts center, and it is in partnership with the Cabrillo Unified School District. We're going to be breaking ground on it this fall. The second project is a skate plaza, a really cutting-edge, beautifully designed skate plaza in partnership with the city of Half Moon Bay, and that's something that we'll be starting construction on very, very soon. And it's something, these projects we've promised to the coastside for years, and we're finally overcoming all of the obstacles and challenges, and we're finally nearing groundbreaking for both projects.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I also know there's a lot of things that aren't so obvious, like a gym and a skate plaza, that you folks have started over this last year. The teen center, for instance, and some other things. Could you tell us about those things?
I think the teen center is one of the most important projects we have, and it's you know, one thing that you'll note when you talk to folks is that they'll say, really, aside from sports programs, there wasn't much for teens to do after school, and providing a safe space with mentors where teens can get peer support, adult mentoring, financial literacy courses, career readiness courses. We even hosted the first job fair in conjunction with Half Moon Bay High School. We had that at the Ted Adcock Community Center just this past year. So much wonderful stuff is happening over at the Teen Center. We already have over 100 registered members at the teen center.
Tell me more. Sounds like there's a lot going on over there.
Right. Well, it's all about the kids. It sounds like it's all about concrete with all of our projects coming up, but it's really, really all about the youth here on the coast side. And one of my goals and my staff's goal is to really make sure that we're reaching all of the kids that need us, especially those who need us most. One wonderful example of that is we were just recently awarded by the Super Bowl 50 host committee, the San Francisco Bay Area 50 host committee, with a Playmaker Award that was awarded to our recreation coordinator, Julio Serrano, for his work on the Moon Ridge soccer program, which was started by Julio and Judith Guerrero, our chief operating officer, had the vision to bring this program to Moon Ridge. And we're one of 50 recipients of this fantastic award, and it's such an honor. And it comes with $10,000 that's going to go directly to the Moon Ridge soccer program. And so these are some examples of really innovative and interesting work that we're doing and we're getting awarded, recognized for. Another thing that's on the horizon is really a celebration of all of the great things that are happening and the groundbreaking, and that is we're producing a video, actually Plumbago Productions, based out of Monterra. It's a media and special events company based out of Monterra. They're providing pro bono production support for this video, which is going to be directed by Jeffrey Hornaday, who's a Hollywood director and the creative director for Plumbago Productions. And he is going to be directing and choreographing this video that really showcases Coastside youth talent. And there is a connection, we can't reveal everything, to our fall gala on September 26th, which will take place at the Cunha Gymnasium, the original Cunha Gymnasium. And really, there will be themes of the groundbreaking that will be coming up. But what we're really looking for right now is to get the word out to all Coastside families and youth that we are accepting videos for this call for auditions. The filming will be in August, but all you need to do is contact Eric at bgccoastside.org. Again, that's Eric at bgccoastside.org, or call 263-6520. Again, the number is 263-6520. And all you need to do is let him know you're interested, and he will walk you through the next steps. And it will really involve is you taking a 30 to 60 second video of your particular talent. We're looking for anything from martial arts, yo-yo tricks, singing, ballet. We just want you to wow us with a talent, even one that we've never seen before. And this is going to be featured in a video that will go viral that will be celebrating youth on the Coastside and Boys and Girls Clubs.
I assume that the people that will be auditioning are teenagers or boys and girls. True or?
Right. Thanks for asking that question. We're looking for youth anywhere from 6 to 17, actually. So teenagers, middle schoolers, even elementary schoolers are welcome to audition for this. We're really looking for enthusiasm. Even if you don't make the cut for the final video in some fashion, we'll find a way to incorporate you. If you're enthusiastic.
You've got a lot going on. I know you've got a staff. You've got a recreation staff, and then the Boys and Girls Club itself has a staff. There's got to be more than that. Community activities or what?
Well, we've got a wonderful board of directors, and I will say that our board really puts in so much of their personal time volunteering towards this cause. I have worked with many boards, and I've been part of boards, and let me tell you, this is such a roll-up-your-sleeve kind of board, and we're really, really grateful for all that they do. That being said, let me tell you, right now we're looking for volunteers. We're going to be ramping up our participation in the Pumpkin Festival, which everyone knows about here in Half Moon Bay. Right now we have that wax hands booth, but we're going to be doing more this year, and we are in need of volunteers. Look out for a volunteer session coming up. We'll be having information about that on our Facebook page and in the local newspaper. But we really do need more volunteer support. You've heard about that, the tremendous growth that we've had, and we can't do this alone. We need the community behind us.
You need lots of people. Now, you mentioned you'd partnership with the school district. You must have some individual private folks helping as well, or how are you funded, and where does all this financial support come from?
Well, that's another very important question and one of the most critical questions that faces an organization that needs to think about sustainability over the long term, especially when we're growing as rapidly as we are. We're really lucky to live in a generous community, and we do have individuals who have made significant, significant donations. We would not have been able to launch the Teen Center without support of generous individuals and foundations. Many of these people are too humble to be mentioned, but I will say that individuals really make a difference in this community. Our capital campaign is still ongoing. We're 80%, over 80% to goal, which is really, really significant on an $11.1 million project. But looking for more support always.
Well, listen, lots going on, lots of progress, sounds like lots of fun and lots of benefit to our community. If people would like to find out more, could you give the website?
Absolutely. BGCCoastside.org is our website. Let me repeat that for you. It's BGCCoastside.org. Please check out our website. Lots of great stuff happening on there.
All right. Well, listen, Georgia Antonopoulos, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, thank you so much for joining us today. And Coastsiders, we've heard about a phenomenal benefit for this little town, probably a program that many large cities would love to have. This is Jim Holley, Coastside Radio. Thank you for listening.
Jim Holley, reporting on those dedicated to helping and serving the young people of our community. The Boys and Girls Club of the Coastside, our feature story of the week. This is Jim Henderson, thanking you for supporting community radio. Radio Magazine continues with a ride back in time to the year 1989, courtesy of Time Machine host Cameron Palmer. Next on your hometown station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000. Or email us, news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I joined the club. United AmeriClub from UAB, and it feels great. United AmeriClub checking makes banking easy, and it's a wonderful way for people 60 and better to meet new friends and make memories. We enjoy seminars, special events, and exotic destinations.
United AmeriClub members receive a free checking account with no minimum balance or maintenance fee, a debit card with no annual fee, ATM fee rebates for no-cost access to your money, e-statements to reduce waste and promote security, free online and mobile banking, free bill pay, and more. Just $100 opens your account. To qualify, just maintain a $5,000 balance in any checking, savings account, or money market account.
And United AmeriClub is going places like China and Oregon. We're going to cruise a Mississippi paddle wheeler from Memphis to New Orleans, tour the Queen Mary and L.A. and more. For me, UAB is simply better banking.
Visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank. With more than 40 years of community banking experience, Teresa is a simply better banker. United American Bank. North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Guess who? Jason Peters, manager of Phil's Tire Pros and Auto Care. But guess what? I've got a new helper. Perhaps you know him.
Hi, this is Phil. I'm the owner of Phil's Tire and Auto Care, and I'm back helping out a little bit. I mean, you guys know that Jason needs all the help he can get. It's been a while since I've been able to catch up with some of our customers, so I invite you to drop by and say hello. And yes, if your car or light truck would like to say hello to our staff, that would be really cool, too. We're located at 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Come on in and say hi, or you can call us at 726-5153. Drive safe. See you soon.
Hey!
Oh, sorry. That was his line.
Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine.
with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the KHMB Time Machine stops in July 1989. Here's the stories making news from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. 300-acre educational park proposed. Several members of the Cabrillo Unified School District have been quietly looking into a plan to build a massive educational park that would replace all the other schools on the coastside. The plan is just in its infancy, says board member Paul Rubel. And county opposes shipping plan. The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution opposing the U.S. Coast Guard's proposal to create a 2-lane, 1-mile shipping fairway that would run along the central coastside, saying the Coast Guard plan would create an unacceptable risk to the coastside area. And lighthouse tours marked bicentennial. The two coastside lighthouses will take part in a lighthouse bicentennial celebration next week. There will be refreshments served at the Pigeon Point Lighthouse near Pescadero and Point Montero Lighthouse as well. The events are sponsored by the U.S. Lighthouse Society. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. It's another Relay Wrap. Relay for Life, that is. Raising money for cancer research. Those battling cancer this year had a new venue, the Half Moon Bay High School. What a perfect setting. No astroturf to avoid, no gopher halls to dodge, no undercover relay track. The event centered in the high school quad, allowing relayers to walk around the open quad area beneath the wall overhangs. Weather was perfect, but had it been drizzly during the 24-hour nonstop walk, the relay participants would stay dry. My brother was in charge of logistics with the help of Heidi Peralt. No porta potties to haul in, no portable stage to set up, no special lighting to handle. It was all in place and made the relay so smooth. Our longtime worker, Joey Sales, was there nonstop helping his mom, Pam, who took the dual honors of the highest team contributor and the highest individual contributor. She headed up the survivor tent to make cancer survivors and their caregivers feel pampered, complete with rocking chairs, snacks, lotion, and foot massages by Linda Sutherland. The annual bra walk is not to be missed as folks don decorated bras over their clothes to celebrate the breast cancer survivors. Be sure to attend next year and see local friends celebrating life. Until the next Relay for Life, we hope to see you soon down at my restaurant, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1989 is a year of people yearning to be free. It starts with massive protests against the Berlin Wall and the famous words uttered by the U.S. President Ronald Reagan, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." The wall comes down and West and East Germany are unified. Meanwhile in China, pro-democracy protesters clash with red Chinese security forces in Tiananmen Square, and the pictures of a man taking on a tank are seen on TV news around the world. The new prime minister in South Africa starts to dismantle apartheid, and free elections are held in Poland. This is the year of technology breakthroughs, with the 486 microprocessor released by Intel and Microsoft releasing its office software, which includes spreadsheets, word processor, database, and presentation software. Cost of living notes? On an average income of $27,450, an average monthly rent is $420. A postage stamp, 25 cents. And a gallon of gas, 97 cents. Popular films include Batman, Indiana Jones, and The Last Crusade, and The Little Mermaid. In popular music, this artist dominated the charts in the early 60s. Most thought he had had his day in the sun. But then, 20 years later, out of the blue, he comes back with a record that shoots to number one on the adult contemporary charts. Here's Roy Orbison, and You Got It.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. Every time I hold you, I begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it. Baby, anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all.
This singer-actress was born in New Jersey and raised in Hawaii. In 1989, she records a record for a movie that goes platinum in sales, 15 weeks on the charts, and tops at number one. From the movie Beaches, here's Bette Midler and Wind Beneath My Wings.
It must have been cold there in my shadow. Never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine, that's your way. You always walk a step behind. So I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strength. A beautiful face without a name for so long. A beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? Might have appeared to go unnoticed, to know, I know the truth. Of course I know you. I would be nothing without you. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. I could fly higher than an eagle. For you are the wind beneath my wings.
Until next time, in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Summertime is here, and we all drive more. Start saving on gas prices today with More for Less right here in Half Moon Bay. More for Less can start your day or weekend off right. Before you leave town, gas up. Get your sodas, chips, pretzels, candy, and ice. All for less. Need a quart of oil, propane? At More for Less, it's easy. Pick up lotto tickets, scratchers, and that little item you forgot. Now go enjoy your day. Thanks to More for Less, you just save money on everything. Remember, stop, look, and save today at More for Less on the corner of Kelly Avenue and Highway 1. And have a safe and fun summer.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share an interesting article about reverse crate training a dog by trainer Pat Miller. Midge was a pet store puppy who unfortunately languished in her sales cage until the age of 5 months, when the Parker family took pity on her and purchased her. They knew the risk of buying a pup from a pet store, but they couldn't bear to watch the adorable Midge growing up in a cage. When they made an appointment to come see me for a private consult, it was for other behavioral issues. Primarily the fear-related behaviors that resulted from a now 2-year-old Midge's lack of socialization in the puppy mill where she was born and the pet store where she had grown up. They noted her house soiling issues in the behavior intake form I asked them to complete, but were less concerned about that than the fear-based behavior that was escalating into biting. Recognizing that house soiling also put her at risk for losing her forever home, I convinced the Parkers that we needed to address both issues. You can't use a crate in the normal way to house train a dog who has learned to soil her bed. Normally, a dog, even a puppy, will try very hard not to soil the crate, so you confine them to prevent them from eliminating. Not so with Midge. In her mind, she was supposed to eliminate in her crate. So we did the opposite. the Parkers started putting Midge in her crate only when they knew she had eliminated recently. At first, they crated her for a maximum of 10 to 15 minutes, and then gave her supervised house freedom until her next bathroom break. Then she was back in the crate for a short spell. Gradually, they lengthened her time in the crate, always removing her before she felt the need to eliminate, so she wouldn't be tempted. If they had to leave her alone, they left her in the bathroom where she had a legal potty corner. The goal was to rebuild her natural inhibitions against soiling her bed. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. When it comes to our pets, fleas and ticks don't take the summer off. That's why Kibbles and Gifts carries a full line of Advantage products, shampoos, sprays, and even once a month topical flea treatment for dogs and flea control for cats. And there are Advantage products that keep your house and carpets free of fleas, ticks, cockroaches, and even bed bugs. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to the show. Initially, I saw Midge some 6 months ago. It's taking some time to resolve her fear issues, but she's made very happy progress in house training. She's now able to be crated for up to 4 hours during the day while her humans are away, and is immediately taken out to eliminate when the family or pet sitter arrives at the home. She can be crated overnight in the Parker's bedroom without a halftime potty break. She has been accident-free for the past 4 months and is no longer supervised closely when loose in the house with her owners at home. The Parkers are delighted with her new house training skills and continue to work diligently to modify her fearfulness. Until next week, this is Crystal Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
My name is Dr. Eric Shapira, and I have a few questions for you. What do you do when mom or dad is losing their memory? How do you protect them from elder abuse? How do you manage their care? Are you prepared as a family for the transitions of aging? These are just a few of the questions I hear on a daily basis from families and individuals in crisis. I provide strategic elder planning, care management, and counseling support to help families work through these transitions. I hold master's degrees in clinical gerontology and health administration, as well as a doctorate in dental surgery. My new book discusses these issues and more. It's called A New Wrinkle, What I Learned from Older People Who Never Acted Their Age. And my mission is to help people stay mentally and physically healthy and live longer, more productive lives. I certainly can help. If you need me, you can reach me at Aging Mentor Services, 650-728-5827.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
I'm Dr. Karen Reluccio, Assistant Health Officer for the San Mateo County Health System. I'll be talking about how individuals should prepare for disasters such as earthquake, wildfires, or pandemic flu. Before a disaster strikes, it is important to be informed, make a plan, build a kit, and to get involved. First, be informed. Depending on the disaster scenario, you may be asked by authorities to take one of the two different actions. You may be asked to evacuate your home or workplace, or you may be asked to shelter in place. This means that you remain inside where you are and bring everyone indoors, including pets. You may be asked to seal windows and doors with plastic and duct tape, turn off air conditioning and heating systems, close fireplace dampers, and to take your disaster supplies to an inside room. Learn what protective measures to take before, during, and after an emergency. Next, make a plan. Decide on where to go and what to bring if you have to evacuate. Check with your children's school and know their plan. Give copies of emergency phone numbers to each family member. Pick two places to meet if you should become separated, one near your home and one outside your neighborhood. Choose an out-of-area friend or relative as a check-in contact for everyone to call, and practice your plan. Next, build a kit. Your emergency kit should include the following items: a 1 to 2 week supply of water. You should reserve 1 gallon of water per person per day for drinking. This should be sealed tightly in clear plastic containers in a place away from sunlight. A 2 week to 2 month supply of non-perishable food, such as canned or packaged pre-cooked food, including beans, pasta, vegetables, fruit, juice, milk, meat, fish, peanut butter, dried fruit, unsalted nuts, and crackers. A manual can opener for canned food. Staples such as sugar, honey, tea, and coffee. Vitamins, protein energy bars, and comfort snacks. Special food for infants, pets, and those with allergies. Battery-operated radio or cell phone. Flashlights, first aid kit, scissors, duct tape, and plastic sheets to cover broken windows or to create shelter. Hygiene products such as moist towelettes, toilet paper, tissues, toothpaste, toothbrush, feminine products, and disposable diapers. A sturdy garbage can and garbage bags and a plastic bucket to use as an emergency toilet. Extra clothing and extra warm blankets for each person in case of cold temperatures. Sturdy gloves for cleaning up broke glass. Pocket knife, marker, notepad. Adjustable wrench or pliers to turn off gas or water. Photocopies of important documents such as identification, credit cards, emergency phone numbers, and health information sheet for the family. A whistle and cash.
My name is Gary Frank. I live at 403 Metzger Street in Half Moon Bay. Have lived there for a number of years. Used to go to a Dr. Yaffei who was there in the same office. And then I had some issues, and I went, and Yaffei was no longer there, but Shepherd had moved in. Oh, you have to go to Dr. Shepherd's place. You know, even if you don't have any issues, you just go, you know, and enjoy a cup of coffee with Shepherd and his office staff. It's wonderful and terrific, humorous, and it shows, you know, throughout the office, everybody, you know, Cheryl, Donna, Carol, yeah, they all radiate that humor. You know, like the old MASH TV series, you know, Dr. Painless. Oh, I just enjoy going into the office, and, you know, it's, you know, after that you're finished with, well, like Donna does, you know, the checkups and the, you know, the routine cleaning and stuff. But it's just a nice place to sit down.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So today we are speaking on the topic of disaster preparedness. If you are preparing an emergency kit for pandemic flu, add to your disaster kit a 1 to 2 month supply of prescription medications, pain relievers such as ibuprofen or acetaminophen, rehydration solutions such as Gatorade or Pedialyte, face masks and disposable gloves, and disinfectant wipes for hands. For more information on how to make an emergency kit for your home, car, or office, go to smcready.org. And last but not least, get involved. Get trained and volunteer with a community emergency response team or medical reserve corps unit. Be part of the community planning process. Collaborate with your local emergency planning group, citizen corps council, or a local emergency management agency. Support major disasters by donating cash or goods, which may help meet the needs of your community in times of disaster. More information on how to prepare for an emergency is available at smcready.org. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, I am Dr. Karen Relusho, Assistant Health Officer from the San Mateo County Health System.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel. On the Carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, this is Michael Kay, your host of Coastside Carousel, brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. You can't miss Cameron's on the south side of town, the London red double-decker bus parked out in front, 80 bottles of beer on the wall. You can't miss them for good times, good food, and good friends. Drop on by to Cameron's down at the south end of town. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what a wonderful place we live here in Half Moon Bay. Sometimes it kind of escapes us because we get used to all the neat things about living here. But just this past weekend, I had the good fortune to play some music with my friends at the Relay for Life. This is a annual event that they have here on the coast. Gets a lot of local participation. They had raised up to, I believe it was $43,500 for this very worthy cause. Lots of people in the community donate their time and their efforts to it. So in tribute to that, I wanted to reprise a couple of artists that we saw there. One was Blame It on the Dog, who also did a lot of work in terms of setting up the stage and maintaining and managing it throughout the day, in addition to performing later on in the evening. Also, one half of Chinese Melodrama, Randy Bales, led off with some original acoustic work as well. And then finally, I got a blast from the past, from the 2007 Rock the Block with a band that I used to play with. Got the original recording from that session. I think you're going to like it. But to begin with, Blame It on the Dog and Rolling Along.
working under the load. But we'll keep on rolling along. Yeah, we'll keep on rolling along. Them internet millionaires have made it a day. It all went away. Great fortune is great misery. I got a feeling so is poverty. I got a feeling so is poverty.
Next, we're going to feature Chinese melodrama and I Can Do Anything.
You taught me about humanity, the simple things and sanity. The promises that life can give depends on the way we live. But I can do anything. What people say don't mean a thing. It's all about what you want to be and everything that you want to see. And maybe it was a new way of doing things that taught me to feel all the love that life can bring.
All the
now from 2007, Rock the Block. This is an oldie but a goodie. It's Katie Chase and the Getaways back when I was playing with them. Yours truly on saxophone and B3 organ. I think you're going to like it. It's Hold On, I'm Coming. I hope you like today's song selection. It just reminds me what a great community we have here, filled with musicians and people in various different parts of the arts, willing to contribute their time to their community that they love so much. Let me remind you that if any of you are musicians yourself listening or have friends who are, have them call us at the radio station. Bring in a recording. We're happy to talk them up, learn about their music, and play a few of their tunes. You can reach us on the internet or just call us here at the radio station. Well, that wraps up another session of Coastside Carousel. I hope you liked it. This is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
Hello everybody, Jacob Smith here with your Half Moon Bay movie picks for this week. First up is the BBC America TV series, Jonathan Strange and Dr. Norrell, based on the novels by Susan Clark. The series is an alternative history set in Napoleonic times where magic exists. Strange and Norell are two English magicians who are resurrecting practical, respectable magic to help with England's war effort against the French. At the same time, they are both haunted by the presence of the Raven King and the alternative realm that he inhabits, causing a rift between the two. The concept of the story is extremely interesting and can be taken as an examination of what it is to be English. Strange and Norell represent separate entities in England, North and South, Anglo-Saxon and Anglo-Dane, and the stereotypes and tropes they both embody. Apart from this deeper meaning behind the story, it is a riveting tale filled with mystery and excitement. Far from being a simple battle between black and white, light and darkness, you are never sure who is good and who is evil, or whether there is such a thing in this alternative world. Motives and ambitions change and are concealed in riddle and strangeness, keeping you on your toes and interested. The series is beautifully and carefully shot and well acted, creating a world that is expansive without being unwieldy, allowing the story to be complicated but easy to follow. One of the only complaints is that some of the dialogue is hard to understand, not because of the accents, but rather because of the dramatic audio recording, which can become a little frustrating. Closed captioning might be a good idea. Jonathan Strange and Dr. Norell is currently playing on BBC America and is available on demand. Next up is Todd Barry, The Crowdwork Tour, a documentary following comedian Todd Barry as he embarks on a tour where he goes on stage with no material and elicits comedy by interacting with the crowd. Barry's style of comedy is very dry, relaxed and cutting. It is interesting to see how he manages to develop jokes on the spot without being forced and slipping into patterns and cliché. It can be a little one-note at times, but it is a short piece and is strangely calming and entertaining at the same time. Those are your Half Moon Bay movie picks for this week. I'm Jacob Smith. Happy watching!